is preeminently the time to speak the truth frankly and boldly.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hello, everyone.
That's Marshall.
I am Marshall. That was Brandon, the other one.
I'm the other one. And welcome to another... That's my bird. Taboo Talks. Okay, so...
Really fucking vocal today.
So, I wanted to just ask Marshall a question. Do you judge people, like, at the supermarket...
Well, everywhere. Everywhere I go, I judge people. And people who say they don't are liars.
Well, you know.
We are all judgmental people.
Only God can judge.
Oh my God.
Like, I'll even judge people when I'm checking out, whether it be self-checkout or getting checked out at the register. I'll look at their stuff that they're checking out and judge them about that. Like, ew, you're buying that brand.
What's fucked up is I will not only judge people for that, I'll judge them for things that I do. If they're buying that brand and I also buy that brand, I'll judge them for buying it like they're poor. Although I'm poor as well.
You're buying it out of careful budgeting and planning. They're buying it because they're
not as good as me.
No.
Basically.
No.
I'm a terrible person, but... People who say they don't judge are liars, because everybody judges. Only God can judge. I judge every single time I go somewhere.
And that's what makes me feel like when I go outside that everyone is staring at me. Also because I'm extremely attractive, but like I go out and I always feel like everyone is looking at me. And 9 times out of 10 I catch people looking at me, like not... Probably not because I'm attractive, just looking at me.
You look like a homosexual.
With their mouths on the ground, like they've never seen a heterosexual male before. that doesn't wear a cut-off sleeve t-shirt.
What's funny about that is I know that I look at everybody. Every single person who is in the world, I look at them and judge them. And people are confused about why I don't dress in a particular style. And the reason... is because I judge so many people, so I will dress as bland as I can so that the least number of people can judge me.
Look at that guy in his t-shirt and shorts.
Look at that asshole in his jeans and white t-shirt. And I'm, yeah, bitch, you ain't got nothing to say, do you? Why are you over there wearing a fucking coat hanger? Lady Gaga looking motherfuckers. God, look, which I know she doesn't listen to the podcast, so I can say, my sister's, like, one of her friends was over last night, and we talked about this in the podcast. She's a big girl, and she was wearing one of those tight-ass tank tops, had those fucking back boobs out the back, and I just wanted to throw up, like, legitimately. And she was not even the fattest person in the room, and yet she was the most disgusting person in the room, because she, like... There was a guy, he was at least 400 pounds, but he has some proper fat guy etiquette, wearing a 3X shirt, like he's smart about being fat.
Women and men alike need to understand. Did we talk about this wearing shit that goes based off your size?
I don't think so.
No, we didn't. Okay, cool. So, women... Okay, we'll start with women first, so I can get shot and then be over
right.
With it.
Women can wear whatever they want, no matter what size they are.
There's this thing going around that kind of aggravates me, and I know women are all beautiful. I understand that. But we don't need to go around glorifying obesity. You have to understand there's a difference. Also, in order to be healthy and lose weight, you don't have to be at war with your body. You make it work for you. It's
right.
Not always a negative thing. So now that that's out of the way, we're not going to glorify obesity anymore. So please put your back titties away. All right? Wear things in public. Okay, if it's at your house, it doesn't matter at all. That's your fucking house. You can wear whatever you fucking want. But like, we're not saying that you have to go out and please people. with what you wear. It's just like, wear things that fit your body, please. I mean, guys do this have this problem too. There's 400-pound men that come into my store and they have cut off sleeve shirts all the way down to their like waist and their titties are hanging out and everything. That's not cool either.
See miles of rolls, and I'm like, I know I sound like an asshole, but I still consider myself a relatively big person and I dress accordingly.
Right.
I don't like go out in public fucking shirtless. Because I don't think I am small enough to be walking around fucking shirtless.
Because we're modest. And the more weight we lose, the less, you know, we wear clothes that work.
Yeah. We can change our style a little bit because we are now size according to
them. Well, you're just, you have to be extra modest because you're thick.
Oh, fuck off. Thick. Now I can't eat anything for 3 days because I got called thick.
Marshall got called thick by a woman yesterday. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
No, no. Woman is a very, very nice term. She's a cunt is what she is. She's not a woman. Women are a little bit nice and they don't... Like, I don't mind if a woman doesn't think that I'm small or attractive, but you don't have to say... Something that I find so offensive, because I find being called thick or big-boned really offensive. If you think I'm fat, you can just fucking call me that. I'll be less pissed off than if you call me thick, which is bullshit. That's what people call themselves when they're in denial about being fucking fat.
Right, or I'm big-boned. I'm just big-boned. No, Great Khali is big-boned. Andre the Giant is big bone.
And that bitch who said it to me weighs, like, as much or more than Brandon.
She does. I think she does weigh more than me.
And she's going to say, oh, you're kind of thick.
Which is so surprising, like, because she asked me, like, why am I so surprised that she weighs as much as me? I'm like, are you not?
Because you're a woman. Who's like 4 foot tall? How the fuck are you weighing as much as any man?
As a 220-pound male.
As 6 foot, 220-pound male. That's fucking ridiculous that she weighs that much. And then she acted like I was an asshole because I made fun of the other girl at work who weighs as much as me. And I'm like, oh,
like, what?
Marshall's making fun of her and they weigh the same. I have over 200 pounds of muscle on me, and I'm not going... I'm at 25% body fat, and I'm not... She is not.
I told her, because when she asked me why I was so surprised, I said, stand next to me, and look at how thin I am compared to you. And look how tall I am compared to you.
Yeah, well, you're supposed to weigh a whole lot more than her, and she's weighing the same.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You're, as far as people, you're the actual, not weight, but largest person there in height and build, and you should weigh the most.
Exactly. I'm surprised Troy only weighs like 12 pounds less than me.
What a fat ass is. When I text Brandon and told him how much Troy weighed, and Brandon said, wow, what a fat ass is. So I just, like, quotation mark that and send it back, and I'm like, because it's plural, because of all of his fat. There's more than one person.
There's nothing more depressing than watching someone else get fat. Well, it's actually hilarious.
Yeah, but it is.
But it makes you keep your guard up, I guess.
It's pretty great, because I'm losing weight, and I'll see everybody I graduate with. You know, right after high school... People start gaining weight right then.
Yeah.
Because they're living less active lives.
Freshman 15, my ass. More like freshman 300.
But it's so funny. It's so funny because I'll see everybody that I, like, graduated with gaining weight. And it's... I'm a terrible person for thinking that's the funniest fucking thing ever.
I think it's hilarious, especially when they're, like, supreme bitch lords.
And oh, yeah, yeah.
All the guys get fat. All the guys we are gonna get fat.
Oh, yeah.
Like, 90% of them will.
Yeah, because especially those that kind of, like, never were fat because they never had to follow a diet and they never were conscious about their weight.
No, or they were in football and they had some form of exercise and they were being fed kind of properly.
Oh, shit. No, you don't even have to be fed properly, because I lost a lot of weight while I was playing football, and I probably drank, like, 10 Dr. Peppers a day, and I still lost a lot of weight.
Because you're in that fucking hot-ass sun.
And shoulder pads and shit, and they make you run forever. I had to start switching to water just because I would dehydrate if I didn't. But, shit, I was going to go somewhere with that. No, and I've talked about this, you know, when you get more in shape, you're really strict on yourself, and you start watching yourself, and you are very aware of how you look.
Yeah.
And then you also start projecting that awareness on yourself onto other people, and you see, like, your friends, and you're like, hey, you're getting fat. Like, because I hadn't seen my sister in probably a couple weeks.
Oh, God.
And she came over to the house last night. And I, like, typically when she moves out, she'll go out and start, like, smoking crack or something and lose weight. But she's now over at her father's, who lives in Kossuth, where they feed everybody, you know, beans and cornbread.
Pinto beans and cornbread.
And I just walked up. She was wearing, like, some decent length shorts, but enough that there was leg there. And I thumped her thigh and watched the waves.
You watched it ripple.
I was like, Kelly, you're so fat. You're so fat now. No, I'm not. Yeah, you are, you fat ass.
And she really smoked crack.
I don't know. Maybe. Fuck, I know. But, God, and what's bad is I had a friend who's like, who I noticed slowly getting fat. I didn't say anything. I'm not going to tell someone if they're fat, because I'm not... I mean, I'll tell it to Kayla, but she's my sister. I can call her fat all day. Yeah. I called her fat when she wasn't fat, because it was funny. But, are you really fucking doing that right here?
I'm clipping my nails, okay?
God. That's like Charlamagne eating fucking Chipotle on the last... Really needed. He's just sitting there... Yeah, yeah, man. Well, stop. Stop fucking eating Chipotle while you're podcasting. But anyway.
If I don't do it now, I'll forget. Besides, I've already got one hand finished, so whatever.
But, I had a friend who was like, I could tell she was, like, getting fat. And I'm like, you're, like, she's getting fat. I was telling everyone except her that she was getting fat.
Oh, so it got to her eventually.
Well, no, I don't think so. What got to her way beforehand was the fact that she was pregnant, which is funny as shit. Like, oh, well, you weren't fat, you were just growing a child.
Pregnancy is so funny.
Pregnancy is funny.
When it's happening to other people.
Right. Have you ever, like, here's a good question, have you ever been through a pregnancy scare?
No.
Oh, fuck, I have. It was one of the most awful times in my
life. Okay, I haven't because... The girl has, and on this specific occasion, but I knew good and goddamn well that she wasn't pregnant. I have a I think we talked about my 3-step program.
Yeah.
Okay, and she was on the 3rd step. She was on birth control, the depo shot. So, and I pull out, and I wear a condom. Like, you know, so whatever.
Yeah. I can trust all 3 steps, but when it was my situation, there wasn't one. Now the 3rd step. And I was just like, fuck, anything could have happened. I'm a goddamn dad. Like, I knew I was a dad.
I hate when girls say they can't take birth control. That annoys the shit out of me.
I don't understand why that is.
Because, yeah, it does have different side effects, and it could make you gain weight, but... You have to eat a fuck ton of food to gain weight, I guess.
Pills don't make you gain weight. They might make you hold a little more water, not any more than, like, creatine will.
Yeah, and I know people who've been on the pill for a while, and it works for them. And after they got off, it only took them, like, a month to get pregnant. So, any girl that tells me that they don't want to take birth control and we're going to be sexually active... No. I'm sorry. Well, okay, unless it's like a one thing, you know, a one-time deal. Like, I'm not going to make them take birth control for me. They should. I'm kidding. It's very misogynistic.
Well, they shouldn't just...
They should be taking birth control just like I'm going to be practicing safe protected sex.
Right. I don't understand why any girl wouldn't be, because I know it has its side effects, whatever, but the really big fucking side effect that could be if you don't take it is, holy shit, a child. You'll gain a lot of fucking weight if you don't take birth control, and you get pregnant. You'll gain a whole lot of weight.
I just think it's an equal thing. If I was a woman, I'd take 40 birth control pills a day.
Right.
But
I noticed that today, because when you bodybuild, you take a lot of supplements, and I noticed that I had 6 pills in my hand this morning, and I just threw them back. And I'm like, this is my life. Which I don't mind, but I just thought it was so funny. So yeah, I could take a lot of birth control.
Well, I don't know what I was thinking. Son of a bitch. But yeah, I don't want to sound like a fucking asshole or anything. But
well, I try not to expect anything out of women that I wouldn't do myself.
I have a dictionary full of condoms that I'm not going to use. I'll probably buy new ones. Because those are covered in, like, lube or whatever.
And they'll suffocate your dick.
Yeah.
That was what fucking Sam said. He was like, I don't like using them because they'll, like, strangle my dick. And I'm like, first, that's why you go buy some like a normal
person. I learned watching that penis documentary the other day that condoms are, the length isn't the problem, which it wasn't a problem for me either.
No.
They make the millimeters in width was the problem.
Right.
Like, they make, there's like, the company overseas that makes like most condoms and stuff,
mm-hmm.
like they only do certain widths and they send, the ones that they send to Asia are not as wide as the ones they send to America, or vice versa. Yeah. So it's really weird. And, like, of course, Africa has the widest of condoms.
Yeah.
And
I wouldn't know why that reason is. Well, but, yeah, and imagine when you have a dick like mine that's
so
as big around as
I'm assuming that lifestyles, you know, I'm not trying to say I have a huge dick or anything, because I don't. I'm just saying it might be literally wider than what a lifestyle condom is to, you know,
well,
properly fit comfortably.
On Brandon saying he doesn't have a big dick, literally every guy I've met has said, like, don't put those things on your dick. They will fucking choke it to death.
I was just trying to be humble.
No, you don't have a big dick. We all know. You can tell when someone doesn't have a big dick by the way they act. You don't have a big dick.
Whatever. What way do I act then?
Because you walk around like you're compensating for a small dick.
I don't.
Which is fine because I am too.
I do not do that.
Yes, you are.
No, I don't.
But anyways, let's get off of that. But I told him, you buy some like a normal person. I didn't want to have my dick choked out either. And I spent just a couple dollars for some more.
It's like $4 for like 400 or 20. Same thing. Like, I don't
know. I was smart and I only bought 3 that I still have yet to use.
You bought 3?
3, yeah. There was like a packet. It was only 3. Only 3 in there.
Oh, God.
It wasn't bad because, fuck, I wasn't.
I'm not going
to use more than 3 within the course of a year.
Marshall, I need to take you out of your house.
But Netflix is there and Pornhub is there. What more do I need? What more could I possibly want out of life?
I'm going to try going to clubs. See, this weekend, I've worked like 7 days in a row, closing like 8-hour shifts every fucking day. And I reserved off Friday through Monday, and I'm getting a hotel in Tupelo with some friends, and we're going to go have ourselves a time, and hopefully I'll have fun.
What's great about that is next week is also my vacation, and I have all the free time in the world.
You're going to end up doing, like, not shit. That's how vacations work.
No, you're going to make sure that I'm doing shit on my vacation.
Well, yeah, aside from me working. I know I'll be off Monday, and she'll probably give me, like, Wednesday off.
Yeah.
But Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, well, that whole week is the keg party. Hopefully it works out. I'll text him in a little bit. Marshall will go to his first keg party.
I know, it'll be fun. And shit, I have a wedding to go to that Saturday.
And I'll drink all the beer.
I have to record a video for the wedding that Saturday. Shit. Which I'm completely underprepared for. But that is not something that I think our listeners really give a shit about.
Cool. I got an idea.
What idea do you have?
I'm going to go to Google.
Why?
Speaking of Tupelo, I'm going to look up the reviews of the clubs.
You're not
going to
fucking plan your vacation during the
podcast. I'm not planning. I want to read people's reviews on the podcast.
So yeah, I went there and, like, there was a cockroach on the floor and it was fucking another cockroach, which was kind of interesting. It got like 600 views on YouTube. Would be me.
What is this? Good Time Charlie's has one Google review. Good Time Charlie. Oh, it's not even a text review. This is annoying.
It was a rating by a Google user, is what the fuck it said.
Well, their Facebook page is going to say not shit about them. But yeah.
Framing Hanley is coming.
This Saturday. Who's that?
What, this Saturday?
This Saturday, Good Time Charlie. That's what it says.
That's where I'm going.
Sweet. Then you get to see them.
20 at the door? Oh, yeah. Hell no.
Oh, you're a big bitch. Who can't pay 20 bucks? Tell your friends, yeah, I'm not paying 20 bucks because I'm poor.
Roses Unread, Arlandrius, Halfway Anywhere. I'm sorry about planning my vacation.
Yeah, you should apologize.
Anyways.
I think you believe that people give a lot more shits about things that happen in your life than they do. They want you to say funny stuff, but they don't care about what the fuck's going on in your life.
But I'm beautiful.
They don't care. They can't see you. We're on a podcast.
The videos they can.
I don't have the camera on right now, and you haven't brushed your hair, so I feel like I'm doing
good. I did brush it.
Can't tell. Oh, yeah, I went there. We should take a mid-podcast selfie.
No. Oh, yeah. Fuck you. And I'm gay.
Oh. Whatever. You're going to call me gay, imply that I'm gay because...
I'm not going to take that from someone who says the N-word. Like, the literal phrase, the N-word.
Actually, I don't. What do you say? You've gotten on to me. No, I can't say it on the podcast.
Everyone who's listening, Marshall is... He says bad things.
I don't know what you're talking about. What do I say, Brandon?
You say the N-word.
I've never said that phrase before.
You said what the N-word means.
That's what I thought. You're a fuck, so shut up. What the N-word means.
Let's try to think of some racist things.
Oh, God.
So, like...
What is it racist?
Let's start with white people, because we're pretty easy.
What's
something if someone came up to you and you're white, you'd be like, that's racist.
That's the thing about being white. You can't really get offended by much because, I mean, fuck, you were born white.
You're not allowed to.
Like, what are you going to be pissed off about? You could go anywhere in time. Louis C.K. said, you could go anywhere in time and it'd be pretty good for you. And we're white males. Like, we have it so good. We don't even understand. Louis C.K. like, I'm not saying, like, being white is better, but, you know, or white is better, but being born white is, like, clearly better. Like, getting to be white. If we did this on a yearly basis, I would just take white every time. Because it's pretty good. I would not have to deal with shit ever. There's, like, a couple of people out there that hate white people.
I think the only thing that I would be like... What about is if someone called me a cracker?
if you call me a cracker first, that's very, very true.
I would
sit there still as a cracker because I would feel like one. I don't
like
I just don't like some of the stereotypes, like that all white people can't dance. And really, it's just like they're this just, white guy.
Like there are crackers in this world. I'm not a cracker. Nash Greer is a cracker.
That's
okay,
cracker ass motherfucker.
I'm gonna start saying cracker from
now. It's so funny. It's so ridiculous.
Because I think it's very like I think it's kind of mean. Like cracker. All I think of when someone calls someone cracker is like a yuppie, like privileged white person, and right. I am not a privileged white person.
Have you seen those rich douches on Snapchat? It's so funny because they'll be like, they'll have like an iPad sitting on their tables, like, yeah, I lost my placemats. Oh my god, you fucking rich entitled cracker. White people you can't really insult because we've never dealt with anything really bad. That's the good thing. But I just, like, basically, realistic racism is over. Because there are people who are racist, but they're not going to do shit. Anybody who's, like, a person who has power...
I'm going to have to say you're wrong, because have you lived in a city? Like, there is you discernible race, like, they don't like each other. Not just the white people, like, black people, they don't like the Mexicans, or the Mexicans don't like the Italians. It's a pretty big deal. But, I mean, it is kept, like, within their houses and neighborhoods, but you notice how people are divided up in neighborhoods because they hate each other.
Which is weird because, I mean, where I've lived, you know, I've lived in Corinth my whole life, it's... Like, people are racist, like, within their own house, but most people don't let that affect most of their lives.
Yeah.
Like, and most people who have authority or power, like, you know, a sheriff or a political official, like, they're not racist in any way, and they don't really give a shit about race. Because it's hard to go far in life, I suppose, when you're racist.
Well, I mean, up north, aside from what I said, people are still, like, they talk, they don't avoid someone just because they're black or white. They treat everyone equally, like, you know, if you're out in the grocery store or whatever. But
that's why I said, I think, like, realistic racism, like, people are racist in their own house and you really can't do much about that. But any racism that really matters is pretty dead here in America. And there's not much of it going on.
The South will rise again.
Fucking retards.
I swear, if I had a dollar for every time I saw that on a t-shirt with the arms cut off.
I love it when I tell them, like, oh, you know that we would have abolished slavery anyway because it's bad for the economy. Oh, well, you're dumb shit. That's all there is to it. Yeah, cool.
Fucking Angie broke him yesterday again after I had him epoxied. She picks him up by this side. And does this to jerk them away from me. Because I'm like, don't touch them, they're broken. And she fucking touched them.
Yeah, for those of us
that
can't see.
And they swung across the room.
Since, you know, our fucking listeners can't see shit, Brandon broke his glasses. And they're even broken worse because the dumb shit that we work with broke them even more. She's so dumb.
But anyways, what were we talking about?
But I was reading an article and it was like, over in Britain... somebody had said, like, one of the major radio stations had put in the top five black and urban artists. Like, they were, like, everybody was getting pissed off, and they said, you know, there's a sense of racism in Britain that nobody's dealing with. That people are racist, and nobody's even addressing it, which I'm glad that over
America... Yeah, isn't, like, Ed Sheeran number one?
Yeah.
Which I don't have a problem with that.
Well, they're great artists, but... I don't think they belong at the top of a black and urban culture.
I don't think they should be number one or number two or number three. I mean, let's take Ed Sheeran, for example. His style, especially with his new album, is kind of hip-hop-y.
Yeah.
And I think that belongs there, but I think black music belongs... No, that sounded so bad.
Oh, no, it's okay to say, like, in a chart, in a list of... Black and urban culture, it's one thing to say urban, but if you say black and urban culture, it's not ridiculous to say, hey, at least the number one or two has to be black. The highest person on that list that was black was number four, and it was a Tiny Tempa, I think.
Well, all these fucking crackers.
It was kind of dumb. And, I mean, I guess at least in America, I'm glad that... There's racism, but everybody pretty much addresses it when it happens. And literally the most racist part of the country is the South, and it's not even that racist anymore. Although, hey, don't look at me. I know that it is pretty racist.
Like, they're not actively racist. They're still fucking racist. Like, they won't do anything about it. They might go to the next line at the checkout because there's a black person there, but they won't do anything about it. They're so fucking racist.
I can appreciate subtle racism.
Wow! You want to talk about subtle racism? These fucking hillbillies that they hate black people, but they drive in big fucking pickup trucks blasting rap music, and they've got like rebel flags hung all up in their trunk. And by the way, do you know that motherfucker who has that rebel flag in his bed that's like flowing? Have you seen that truck around town?
That sounds like a couple of them.
I'm going to find it, and I'm going to fucking burn it. It's like a big-ass flag, so when he drives, it's like flapping. Yeah.
That's what Sam... Sam has, like, he shoved a crude flagpole in the bed of his truck, and there's a flag, a giant-ass flag, flying when he drives.
I'm afraid, because whenever I go to your house, I wonder if this is the last time I'll ever be here or talk to Marshall.
Oh, yeah, because you're half Mexican, which makes you completely Mexican. Which
well,
makes
no,
them
because
more
I'm going to say something one day to Sam or your mom, probably Sam, and then they're just going to look at me, and I'm going to be driving really fast.
For the record, anything you could say to them, I have said to them.
That Sam is a hillbilly fuck? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good deal.
I just told my mother that, I'm like, you're kind of stupid. No, I'm not. I'm really smart, despite what you think. Well, you do.
I have a big
things.
Brain.
That's what she said. And I was like, no, you're dumb. You're a dumb woman. And I love my mother very much, and she's a good mother, but she's a pretty terrible human being.
Yeah, I know.
We had said this on a couple podcasts, and Brandon wanted to be kind of ambiguous, because I guess he didn't know, like, if it was cool or not. But the person who said the thing about putting one drop of black paint in white, in a big thing of white paint, which implies that a black person contaminates, like, a white person's soul or something. That was my mother who said that.
Yeah.
That was the person who raised me. I'm not very proud to say on that note.
Oh, good. How much time on this one?
We still got a couple minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Alright, so back to fucking racism. Well, we never left it. Okay, cracker is probably the most racist thing you can say to me. Like, if you legitimately called me a cracker, and I didn't know you, even if you're white, I'd probably hurt you.
If they were anybody in the world and they called me a cracker, I would not give a shit. Yeah, I'm fucking white.
It's not about being white.
If they called me a cracker, it wouldn't be completely untrue. I'm not a privileged white kid, but I am kind of a dork, and I'll take it.
I think, okay, I'm going to speak for the Mexican side.
His Mexican half, which means he can speak for the whole nation.
Like, Mexicans, like, they don't really, Mexicans are very, like, they point out stereotypes to each other. Like, if you're a Mexican and you walk in to a house full of Mexican people cooking dinner, and uncle's gonna be like, oh, eating rice and beans again, you fucking Mexican. Like, that's what they do to each other.
Oh, what was that? It was a vine I saw where the dude, it was like a Mexican and a white dude, and he was just, oh man, we should get a soccer ball up here. Oh, you want to play soccer because you're Mexican? He's like, you own slaves because you're white? You see a black guy in the background, like, oh shit! It was so funny. But, like, that doesn't even happen with white people. White people don't understand what their stereotypes are. White people's stereotypes are pretty undefined, really, I think. Because, like, when a black person's making fun of a white person, I don't know what they say.
We do too many stupid things. We can't even form stereotypes because there's so many. That's why the phrase fucking white people came about.
Like, the I'm supposed to be so different than every other race. Oh yeah, you fucking white person, buying insurance, health insurance, and life insurance for your family, and getting a big house, and riding a relatively nice car that wasn't exactly too expensive, but, you know, you could pretty much afford it. Like, I don't understand why how you're insulting me there.
Well, not there, but it's like, white people tend to stick their foot in their mouth. With their actions, too. Well,
yeah, white people have a severe tendency to talk about shit they don't know about. They'll say just dumb shit, and they don't know what they're doing. It's because the white motto is, you have to try. You gotta try, and that might include talking about shit you don't know about, or doing something you know nothing about.
Fucking white people.
That's why you'll see a white person just hop under a car and start working on it, and they don't know anything about cars. And I'm like, you're gonna fuck that car up. No, it's gotta be this. You don't know what you're talking about. I don't know anything about cars, and I know you don't know what you're talking about. Okay, I think this is a good point to wrap up, considering all the racism.
It's not a lot. If you want to download this podcast, make sure you get it off of iTunes or SoundCloud / Taboo Takeoff on both.
Taboo Talks.
God damn it. Okay, Taboo Talks on iTunes and SoundCloud. And you can watch the videos on YouTube's at the channel Taboo Takeoff. Follow me on Twitter at ThugPassion19.
You gotta change that, dude.
Fuck off.
You can follow me on Twitter at Taboo Takeoff, and you can probably find us on other social networks too if you just search us.
Yeah, so all you crackers out there.
All you crackers who relate to me, because I'm pretty much a cracker.
The number one podcast on the iTunes chart in the topic of crackers.
Right? That's because no one else is willing to say it. We're Taboo Talks. We'll say the shit that nobody else will say. Anyways, guys, and bye.
Bye, bitch.